Hello, I'm Jess, the Ideas Coach, and in this episode, we're looking at how we can self-reflect and realign ourselves with our true ambitions. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. And you might have noticed that we had a little bit of a break last week, which is kind of perfectly aligned, which is the topic we're going to talk about today, aligning ourselves. But I kind of felt I needed to reflect. I don't know about you, but this time of lockdown life and the fact that we've kind of reached the threshold of being over 3 months in it now. And I know that because you might remember if you've listened to the podcast for a while or been a friend on Instagram that I had to self-isolate for 12 weeks. And the date that technically concluded was last Sunday, and it just kind of threw me a little bit to really actually absorb that it had been 12 weeks. Like, that's 3 months. We've been doing this for 3 months. Can you believe it? I mean, on one hand I'm like, go us, because you know we're navigating this pretty well, you and me that is, but also that's a long time, isn't it? And a lot has changed actually over lockdown. I feel like I've got so much to tell you that I don't really know where to begin. And I've already had to say to myself, Jess, like, don't make this an hour-long podcast episode. So there'll be more unfolding over the next few episodes, predominantly next week's episode. But I wanted to focus today really on the starting of that update that I'm excited to share, because it's been a realignment this last sort of week or so. I've just had a break. I've taken a break from social media. I took a break, as you know, from the podcast, because I feel, and I don't know, it's almost like I feel a bit confessional in saying this, but for the last 3 months of lockdown, I just noticed that I've been very much in the doing, and I'd almost lost sight and stopped making space for the dreaming. And I think we can do this, can't we? Because we get so in the doing, we get so in the weeds that actually sometimes we can be in those weeds for so long that when we lift our head up to kind of take stock of our surroundings, we realize we've maybe veered off off our path a little bit. You know, we kind of bob our heads up, meerkat style, look around, and it's like, oh, actually I've kind of taken myself over here and I really wanted to be a little bit more to the left or a little bit more to the right and stick on that path that I was originally embarking on. And I kind of noticed that in myself, and I noticed that through this word alignment, and that's why I wanted to focus on that topic in this episode and really self-reflection, because I think we've had a lot of time of self-reflection in terms of really kind of having it packed together, where usually we don't reflect this much, right? We don't have this much sort of an awakening, this collective pause that we've had, thank you COVID, to reassess life. You know, we've spoken about this in previous episodes, but really to actually take stock and reset, realign, can I think of any more re-words, refocus, there it is, our path and our momentum moving forward. And I noticed that I was feeling a bit out of alignment because I just kind of felt like I was going through the motions, and because of what's evolved over lockdown, and again, this is where I'm like, I feel like there's so much to share, but you know, to just touch on it a little bit, things like the Ideas Coach has come about, which you might have noticed if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. You know, it wasn't named the Ideas Coach at the beginning of lockdown, but it is now the Ideas Coach podcast. And I've also just refocused my energy into that, into being the Ideas Coach and wanting to focus my coaching, my energy, my teachings, if you will, from my background to really help you specifically, yes you, that's creepy wasn't it, yes you, bring your ideas to life, because I so believe that when we bring our ideas to life, that's how we create the impact that we dream of. And I know that you're here and I'm here because we want to have an impact, we want to make a difference. And so the biggest impact that I can have in my corner of the world, which includes you in that, if you obviously choose to enter into my corner of the world, is to help you bring your ideas to life and help you have the impact you dream of. And really, as you know, like, that's inspired by my diagnosis, but ultimately this lens that life is short, life is fragile, and something tells me that the worst, or one of the worst possible things that we both share, a fear that we both share that makes our soul shudder, right, is this idea that we might reach the end of our time and feel like we've only scraped the surface of our potential. And so my life's quest is to help you fulfill every drop of your potential. And the best way that I can do that, that I can help you do that, is to help you bring your ideas to life. Because that's where I have the most experience and that's where I come alive. And actually, going back to kind of this weaving in of realigning and reflecting, even prior to lockdown, I wasn't as clear about that. You know, prior to lockdown, I spent the majority of my time coaching one-on-one, but also doing workshops under the umbrella of Unleash Your Extraordinary, which is my coaching method, for teams. And I didn't really have this element of working with people individually, you know, doing things like the Discovery Guide group that I ran a few weeks ago, and also wanting to create a way, an experience that somehow makes what I do, how I coach and what I teach, more accessible, both in terms of interaction and investment. And this has been a goal of mine, an ambition of mine, ever since starting what I now do, which I did in 2017. But I haven't yet truly, until lockdown, other than starting the podcast and sharing the content that I do, I don't feel like I'd fully aligned myself with that ambition. Hence this episode and this topic of thinking about aligning ourselves with our true ambitions. And so I've taken the last week, the week plus, to step back, to really lift myself so far out of the weeds that I can really think and dream about how I want to best serve you and how I can best help you bring your ideas to life, create the impact you dream of, and make the difference that you dream of. And there's been a few ideas, which again, I don't want to kind of take over this episode with, but there will be more. But I just wanted to say that in this reflection, it's helped me so much to really see where I was spending my time, where my thoughts, feelings, and actions were at, and were they aligned with who I wanted to become. And that's what I want to focus on today, because maybe in this time that we've been going through, these 3+ months of lockdown life, maybe you're feeling a bit out of alignment too. And I think the best place that I can start, before almost, I feel like I'm going to be like re-emerge next week, kind of reintroduce myself and just share what I promise you, actually, you know, what I want to help you with, how I want to do that. And oh, I keep wanting to say it and I'm so excited, but I want you to know that I'm so here to help you bring your ideas to life. And the way that I'm initially thinking of doing that is really shifting where I spend my energy and my time and actually really focusing that on creating content and creating online experiences, soon to be in person when we actually can meet in person, that I hope will be life-changing, that will help you take control of the path that you're on, creating the life that you want, creating the impact you dream of, all through being able to bring your ideas to life and helping you do that. Whether that's coming up with an idea that you want to start, refining one you've already got, or then actually executing on it to take it from idea to reality, to actually existing in the world, which is just, oh, it just makes me smile even thinking of it. But anywho, I keep kind of dipping in and dipping out, don't I? So here we go. More about the self-reflection and alignment. So at first, I just wanted to share that if you're feeling like there's something missing, like you're maybe being more reactive than proactive, like you're more in the weeds and in the doing than in the dreaming, what if that's a way to hold you back from acknowledging and accepting your true ambitions? What if our brains get us digging into the doing to distract us from the dreaming? And if you're kind of hearing this and thinking, God, yeah, I think I am doing that, I think I am holding back and dancing around my dreams, what would it look like to step back and be in alignment with your true self, your true ambitions? When you see that person who is being the person that you dream of, creating the impact that you dream of, how do they think, feel, and act? How do they spend their time? And how does that feel different from what you might be thinking, feeling, and doing at the moment? How is that different from how you're spending your time at the moment? How do you feel on that balance between being in the weeds and the doing, which of course we've got to allocate time for, right? But how does it feel compared to that, the time you're spending doing versus the time you're spending on the dream, on that ambition that feels so out there, so beautifully bold, that we've maybe never even taken it seriously. Maybe we hide our true ambitions from ourselves. And this came to me as well, kind of a few things actually happened that sparked this reflection, because I was just so in the motions of, like, you know, I don't want to call it a hamster wheel, but, you know, you get the vibe. I was just week by week going, 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 content, 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 coaching, 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 and not really stepping back. And actually what sparked this for me was a few weeks ago, you might remember we did the consistency challenge, and I had shared that I was going to create an online course, and I was going to spend my 15 minutes for the 4 days of the challenge, so 15 minutes a day, fleshing out the course. And this is something that I've wanted to do. I don't know if it's a course as such, but an online experience, absolutely. But I feel like I've got to bring the kind of Jess difference to a course, whatever that looks like, to really take things to the next level, right? Because my sole quest is to want to serve you so powerfully that your life changes. And that's bold. It's bold, isn't it? That's a bold claim. But I'm so much more aligned with that ambition in me now that who does it serve to hold that back? And so maybe, and I was going somewhere a minute ago, but now I'm off somewhere else. Where are you holding back? What's that ambition in you that you are yet to put words to? Or maybe that you even shy away from if it comes up in conversation. Where do you feel like you're scraping the surface of what could be possible for you? And where do you feel like you're maybe hiding your true ambition, even from yourself? Because we do this, don't we? When they are big and they're bold and they feel scary and like it kind of requires breaking through this self-created ceiling we've put on ourselves, it can feel daunting and it can feel like we're entering into new territory, and there is risk that it might not work, and there is risk that we might succeed. And actually that with that, either way, we fear the judgment of it, right? We fear the judgment if we fail, we fear the judgment if we succeed. But isn't it so much scarier to sit with the thought that we might never try? And that so often the starting point is to ask ourselves, what are our true ambitions? What makes us smile so wide that it feels like our heart is actually smiling with us? What is the impact and difference that we dream of making? And if we can come up with those answers, aren't they with us for a reason? Aren't those visions and glimmers that we might see of what's possible with us for a reason? And if they are, what would it look like to take them from the back of our minds, hold them with both hands, and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to embark on this journey, and I'm going to align myself with my true ambition. And when you think about that, when you think about aligning, I invite you to think about four areas: thinking, feeling, doing. And then the last one, time, which does come in with the doing, but more overall, how are you aligning how you're spending your time with how your future self, the self who has achieved that bold and beautiful vision and ambition, how do they spend their time? How do they spend their energy and their focus? And then when you think about it, how do they think, how do they feel, and what do they do? Because that is how we can shift from the inside out, that as soon as we catch that we felt out of alignment with who we know we can be and who we truly are, we can start to shift and iterate on ourselves until we feel that sense of alignment once again and start to think, feel, believe, and act like the person who knows our true ambition is possible for us and that we are absolutely going to make it happen. And so this one's been a bit different today because, in honesty, I feel a lot has evolved over lockdown time and I'm kind of absorbing it. I'm harnessing it to reflect and refocus, and I'm so excited for what's to come, and I can't wait to tell you more about it next week. I want to leave you with this, that if you are here, and something tells me you are, because you have an idea that you want to bring to life, or you want an idea that you're ready to bring to life, and you're here because you know you want to make a difference, right? This is more than about boosting income for you. This is about impact, about changing the lives of the people around you. And you know that your soul would shudder at the thought of scraping the surface of your potential. I just want to let you know that you are in the right place and that I am here thinking, reflecting, and dreaming about how I can help you achieve all of those things, achieve your most bold and beautiful ambitions, bring your ideas to life and ultimately create the impact and life that you dream of. So I'll close by saying that I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you for listening, and more to come next week. In the meantime, if you'd like to say hello or send me a message, you'll find me at The Ideas Coach on Instagram. You know I love a voice memo. And for now, have a brilliant week, and I'll speak to you on Tuesday.